Hello again, Sky Brooks and the crew. Of course, it's good to be back. Well, let's get started. There is a wide range of ideas and concepts that are currently widespread in the globe, particularly in politics. These include ideologies such as communism, Marxism, and more extreme movements like the woke movement. Additionally, there are controversial practices such as the mutilation of children, which some consider to be a kind of playing God. It is everywhere, but then we will continue right after these brief musical interludes.
About how I'm so lucky to have a place that I can come home to. Yes, I am on my way. We'll put our differences aside and just enjoy this moment of peace and love and happiness.
Well, we are back. Wasn't that just great? Well, I think so. Well, presently, individuals across the world have a diverse array of political perspectives, with communism, socialism having nearly encompassed the entire world, subjugating all man. History has unequivocally demonstrated that these ideologies only take and extract resources from the haves as they lack themselves. These individuals or groups do not contribute to the progress of a community or world community, but they solely rely on exploiting available resources without generating any new value. Eventually, they deplete all financial and material assets. Since World War II, Europe has relied solely on the financial and material support from the Western countries in order to sustain itself. The West has been paying and sustaining the peace in Europe for more than 60 years. By using economic incentives, preventing the collapse of China and Russia solely through the allure of Western materialism. And as far as atheism, they are justified by Darwinism. It is said to be responsible for the current state and chaos in the entire world. All sides of the globe differ in ideology, particularly politics. The left hates the right. About everyone good they disagree with. Speaking of religion, many differ by just the interpretation of one book. Atheists, the neo-Darwinists, have their own religion, themselves, and whatever feels good at the time. In our day, here lies the problem. It's pertaining to the origin of man and those attributes of deity. There seems to be an instinct in man everywhere among all nations and peoples to worship a superior being, one or the other. You know what I mean here. Even in this particular Christian nation, we are not an exemption. In other countries, a variety of images representing of some type of deity are set up for people to worship or to pay some submission and respect to, even bowing to them in a certain direction many times a day, and even sacrifices of some sort.
You went there every summer, that place you're thinking of, the music you remember from when you were in love. Let yourself hear.
Yes, Sky, we do need to heal. There has been a great deal of damage done to the soul and confusion, error. Rage has enveloped a great number of people. We do require a leader who is able to bring people together rather than divide them. However, individuals who support the existence of these different depictions of gods from various nations will not acknowledge that these gods, as they are sometimes referred to, are products of human imagination in the mind, stone, or other substances. they do not truly believe that these gods are worshipped as gods, but rather view them as mere representations or embodiments of the concept of a superior being. On one side, there is a demand for reverence, namely for love and peaceful aspects of existence. On the other side, there is a demand for hate, destruction, and death. Just take a look at the horrible language that is being used against those that are striving to do the right thing. Hollywood, CNN, MSNBC, and yes, The View all paid to be divisive. They have said things for so long, they have become what they say. Words have power. As a man thinks, so as he becomes. This interview with the representative Cori Bush. If you didn't catch it, I can't pass this one up. This is a prime example of an elite believing so much in themselves and power, truly believing they are chosen by God, and so should you. They have been deceived by the great deceiver of all. Quite bizarre.
I, along with a group of friends, we would go out on the street and just meet with people and pray with people and offer them food. And this lady came to us and she had these tumors. I mean, she wanted us to like feel them. And I just remember I put my hand on her and my hand just began to move. And the lumps that were there were no longer there. And she was so happy and she like went on about her day.
They are coming out in the open with this. Who are these group of friends? She says her hands moved as if on a Ouija board. And this lady, the tumors went away, who was it? Is Cori Bush going to hold tent revivals now? Evil is as evil does. There was only one noted, to have the power and healing power to heal people. However, there is one that can do similar knockoffs, one that can counterfeit, a fraudster, to cause someone to believe something that is not true, typically in order to gain a follower and others to believe in them or vote for them, causing many to turn away from the one who can heal. Where is the follow-up on this? None. Typical. Moving on. Amidst the prevalent emotion of humanity and the universal necessity, while rudimentary, it exists in the minds of individuals and many nations across the globe. Philosophers have endeavored to conceptualize the divine using the limited cognitive abilities of their own minds. It is present in various Christian denominations and other religions. God is an incorporeal and impassive deity. This is a doctrine that has been passed down by numerous esteemed previous generations and is still being taught by the Church of England, as well as most Protestant groups in both Europe and America. They characterize deity as a combination of both spiritual and material elements. The concept of God, which lacks any specific location, form, substance, or material, and is sometimes defined as a spiritual entity, is considered by many as a term that signifies complete absence or nothingness. Darwin and other contemporary philosophers and scientists continue to advocate for the theory of evolution, asserting that humans are descendants of monkeys and have only made slight advancements compared to our forebears. Furthermore, these people continue to say, lesser quality classifications of animals are striving to achieve the status of monkeys. That will never, ever, ever happen, no matter how much time passes. If man evolved from apes, how come there are still apes? Philosophers and astronomers have neither had a sufficient lifespan on this planet, nor maintained a comprehensive record of celestial observations to accurately calculate the duration or characteristics of the Earth. In fact, it is of minimal significance and not worth the effort to debate or challenge geologists or modern scientists regarding the length of the Earth's creative periods. The existence of the Earth, with its round shape and designated role as our habitat, is an undeniable reality. As we strive to understand it, we find ourselves in a perpetual state of infancy, unable to fully grasp its true nature. Our ideas are still in the early stages of development, relatively speaking, seeking to comprehend a small portion of what is attainable. Our ability to comprehend is limited, and it is futile to try to understand the beginning, if there is one, except as it is documented in the phrase "in the beginning," or to anticipate a beginning or an end, if there is indeed an end, which there isn't. Infinity is a vast concept. Does anyone have a mind to comprehend such a term? No such number exists. Can you even imagine there is no end to space? And there is no space in space. Stop and think about that for a moment. What say you, Jenny?
Thanks, Megan James. As you look in the scriptures as the truth, Moses tells us that God said unto man, "Thou shalt have dominion over the earth, and subdue it, exercise dominion over it, and over all the lesser species of animal life, over the fruits and herbs, which shall be given to you." Ask yourselves this question: has any other branch of the animal kingdom done this? Don't think so. By the way, how many dolphin hospitals do you know of? Or schools for lions are there? Well, you get my point. But we see that this being, called man, said to have been formed in the image of God, that he possesses, and has demonstrated the power of improvement and advancement. We find many philosophers and intellectuals that their books are oftentimes an entanglement of absurdity full of human weakness, for men write as they talk, and they talk as they think. As Megan James said, "So as man thinketh, so as he is." And when they think wrong, they talk wrong, therefore what is the standard of truth? Let's look at Galileo, for example, whose mind had been susceptible to inspiration of the Almighty revealed, the earth, that the earth moved upon its axis, but the Roman Church cried blasphemy, kill him, and so it has ever been with any so-called rebel. Even later philosophers or prophets that has given utterance to inspiration beyond his fellow beings, opposition was against him from the start. Cancel him, kill him.
So, can error endure? No, it is ever the seed of its own destruction. It destroys itself, always fades, falls and decays. Every untruth, all error, in time will perish. But not till it does its destruction, to all those who are succumbed by it. Haven't you had enough already of this wokeism crap yet, that you're seeing? ID discovery cannot be fooled. Although we have a short account in what are called the scriptures of truth, there was, as we read, on this one occasion, there was this little confusion in heaven, a war, as it was called. It was revealed that one third of the host of heaven, just like walked out. More like booted out. What was that all about? Speaking ideologically, of course, was that war in heaven any different than in our day? No, it was not. It still continues. Believe it.
Cass, you and Jenny are spot on. And Cass, to your point, ID discovery cannot be fooled. But then let's take this just a step further in the war. Do you believe it was a democratic process? Most likely. And if it was, did it have any opposition? Yes. And on principle, that opposition is the same today. This promotion of wokeism, CRT, are sowing the seeds of the destruction in families, lives, children, also governments worldwide. It's clear there were two major players, or candidates, as we will call them in that war. Many are split on which candidate to follow. One lets me do whatever I want, while the other protects people, striving them to become the best they can. Having said that, the right, the truth, always points, finds, shining a light on the hiding places of darkness, revealing the deceptions before work of devolution can finish its work. Why would we put our trust in these so-called experts that are absolute insane, void of any common sense? Having said that, the truth only will endure. The falsehoods and corruptions of every description that are from beneath in that darkness, Hollywood and many of the talking heads, are the enemy of goodness. The one candidate has instituted laws and ordinances for governments for the benefit of all to prosper in a civil society. The government designed for the protection society, it writes, these laws were designed to see who would obey. Him proving themselves worthy of eternal life by the laws that he has given. Everyone does have the right to live as one likes, in all aspects, all being independent, all having their choice. We are choosing every day what we will become. Some are not making very good decisions that will have eternal consequences. But here's is the bottom line. Choose you this day whom you will serve. Which candidate will be the one, be it the Lord God serving him or be it the devil, you can decide. Life is before us, death is before us, we can choose for ourselves. It is very apparent we have immense amount of error, doubt, and disinformation all around us. We are very far from being perfect, but there will be a time that we can say that we have the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. We are endowed with intelligence and we can know and understand things for ourselves. However, all must be willing to ask for it, then receive it, and follow it. Why not live as we should? We should be the best people on earth. We have more knowledge of things, truth, and error, that of goodness and rightness, than in any time of the human existence. Then why should there be any manner of oppression? Silencing, canceling, taking over parental rights, creating gender dysphoria, confusion. Be it known that U.S. Constitution is the highest law given, that man can live by, will survive in its purest form one day. It is a divine document given for our benefit. Anything less than this is tyrannical, by whatever name.
You went there every summer. That place you're thinking of. The music you remember from when you were in love. Let yourself heal, it's easy to feel.
There was mentioned too many major players or candidates to choose from. Well, actually they were not candidates for a position as you might think. They were two we had to choose whom we would follow. There were two opposing viewpoints, as mentioned. One did get booted out, and all those that followed. Do you think that this election selection between these two lasted a long time? As it appears, I don't think so. Were there long lines at the polls? Or having absentee ballots? No, I don't think that either. You probably had to stand up and be counted, just like we are today. Or was there a great deal of debate? They called it a war probably of words. Do you know what I'm talking about here? Some do. There is a system of law and order, for example. The earth on which we live rotates on its axis and moves in an immense velocity, without our perceiving it, either asleep or awake, a performance of revolutions, the atmosphere moving with it, so as not to injure or be disturbed, or molest any being on its face. The question is, but how long would it remain, or retain this position and move unwaveringly in its orbit, assigned, without a law? Can you tell us, astronomers? How long will the moon and the members of our planetary system retain their positions, were it not for a strict law? Who gave the law? Who had the right? The world and the scientists do not know. They only speculate. They say these laws are just a phantom by chance. When this world was formed, no doubt it was a very beautiful creation, for God is not the author of anything imperfect. If we have imperfection in our world, God had nothing to do with it. It's with its origin or introduction. Man ourselves brought upon our, these things upon ourselves and upon the earth and its inhabitants. It's time to stop and come together as a people. It is time to move on and heal, and to heal one another. Well, that about wraps it up. We've gone over time. Thanks to Jenny, Cass, and Megan James. Well, I hope to see you soon. See ya.
From
when you were in love, let yourself heal. It's easy to feel. Let yourself heal.
Are you?
You don't put any stock in this mumbo jumbo, do you?
Actually, I do.